Ray gave a wonderful parable. He taught a parable about a farmer who desired to plant watermelons. And rye and oats came up instead. And after getting advice from one of the other farmers, they said, somebody's doing this. Somebody's, either you or one of your workers are putting or planting this, the rye and the oats instead of the watermelon. And but he gave a wonderful parable. It's better than I'm describing it now. I'm just doing this so that the rest of this broadcast will make sense, because he put it together well. Now, the farmer desired the watermelons, and the wrong seeds came up, as if someone had planted the oats and rye, and then the watermelons couldn't come up. And this parable is going somewhere. I forgot to start the recorder and catch it all. But the rest of it is really good. So bear with us. And it's very important. And he gave some great analogies from this parable. And I'm going to go ahead and begin it.
Thank you, Lord. It's beautiful.
Man.
You got a nurse that said you want to come on.
There you go. How does that apply, though? A parable, what's the deal about a parable?
It betrays.
What's the secret to a parable? Yeah.
It's a story that gives an illustration about something true.
Spiritual.
That's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep.
Something that's true, that is spiritual. So what's spiritual about this?
Everything.
Okay.
You have to get rid of the things that choke the word, so that the word can grow, mm-hmm. instead of other things that have entered in.
And you have to tend it every day.
Okay.
You have to stay in it.
Takes a lot of care, doesn't it?
And it's harder when you first begin than as you get more and more into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it gets easier.
Gets easier. Good.
Over time.
Over time. Yeah.
If you stay with it.
Yeah.
If you stay with it. Yeah. Anything else?
He's going to get the harvest he was after.
You'll get the harvest that you want. You'll get the stuff that you want if you really stay with it, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some things, spiritual is harder. You have to put more effort in it, some other things.
Yeah.
You work harder spiritually. We know it's all God, so.
That's right. That's right. It's good. It's good.
But one, you cannot let even one weed grow.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay? You can't let even one. Yeah. Don't even let one.
Yeah.
Keep them all pulled out.
But oats and barley really aren't weeds.
What now?
Oats and barley aren't weeds.
That is a good point. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Some things that look good just naturally, you have to get rid of.
Oats and rye. I mean, the guy lived on oats and rye for a long time, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with oats and rye, except...
He wanted a watermelon.
He wanted, yes, it was time for a change. Mm-hmm. He wanted a change. Right?
Yeah.
So when he wanted a change, he had to get rid of the old
and embrace bring up the new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Where just have like I heard the, that before?
Yeah.
Where have I heard that before?
Old Testament.
It's good. What's the Old Testament? That's the old. Yeah.
And as the oats and rye seeds, those plants were shading the watermelon plants, and they couldn't grow. So he had to take all the
oats and rye,
the taller seed, the taller plants out, so that the watermelons could take root.
I guess it's 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return, kind of like that. And parables, sows the word and wayside and more.
Jesus says you can't put new wine in
old wineskins. Right.
Because it'll bust.
You got to put new wine in
new wineskins.
He couldn't just plant the water, let the watermelons and leave them alone like he did with oats and rye. He had to do something different, right?
Yeah.
He had to tend it, mm-hmm. right? Well, now, what was Jesus talking about when he said the old wine and the new wine? And what is he talking about?
I see it as the spirit of man. The old wineskin is what you have when you're not born again. And the new wineskin is when you're born again. Because it's got to put that new wine in it, born again spirit. That's just one interpretation. I'm sure there's several.
Okay.
That's the way I see it.
We have a new spirit man, and we're going to fill his heart with the grace of God. Instead of putting the grace of God in the law, we're just going to put it, we got a new spirit, and we fill it with God's grace.
Or it could be your mind, too.
And the mind, renew the mind, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. You're talking about the what? The grace and what?
And the new man.
And the law, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Grace.
Yeah, don't mix.
They don't mix, do they?
That's good. That's
they
good.
They don't dwell together well, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't, do they?
And we mix. I'm not going to say that. We know the difference.
Yeah.
The church does know the difference now.
Okay. Good. That's good. The law. It was
made
something
for
that
sinful
Jesus,
man, period.
The law was something that Jesus was addressing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, the kingdom of God is come, mm-hmm. right? The kingdom of God is near you. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's time to do a new thing, a new way.
Yeah.
When Jesus was given the drink, right, mm-hmm. to his disciples, he picked up the cup and he said, this is my blood in the
New Testament.
New covenant, right?
New covenant.
It wasn't the old covenant, it was my blood in the
new covenant.
New covenant, right? The new covenant. Now, Jesus gave that parable of the wineskins, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He gave that for a specific reason. He says, look, these guys are learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
Pharisees, Sadducees, and all your other elders and scribes and everything. He says, these guys are learning something new. All right? Mm-hmm. So I want them to learn something new. I'm pouring my words into them.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They're accepting this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pouring my words out. You're hearing them, but you're not accepting them.
Right.
The new wine won't work in the old wineskins.
Mm-hmm. No.
You guys are the law, you're old wineskins.
Yeah.
You're not accepting this stuff. These new guys will.
Yeah.
They're new. They're new wineskins. I can pour my new wine into them. They'll accept it. They'll walk in the grace. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was an important thing that he kept trying to get over to his new disciples. Guess what, guys? The kingdom is here.
Yeah.
The long-promised kingdom is here.
Uh-huh.
Things are new. Behold, what did he say?
All things.
I make all things new.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
All things new.
Yeah.
All things new.
Uh-huh.
New. All right? We're not going back to the old way of doing things.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Don't mix the two.
Right.
They don't grow together well.
No.
Law and grace, they don't grow together well.
They have their own purpose and identity.
Exactly. Exactly. He fulfilled the law.
Fulfilled the law.
All right. Now we're in grace and faith.
Yeah. Grace and faith.
Grace and faith.
Yeah.
Just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Now we walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We talk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We live by faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
We live by faith.
Yeah.
We literally live by faith. A Christian lives by faith.
Mm-hmm.
This came home to me just this past year. I live by faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't live by my strength, what my intellect, what I can work and earn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't live by that.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Christian. I live by faith.
Yeah.
I live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, this is kind of a radical idea, but working, all right, to make money,
mm-hmm.
to live,
mm-hmm.
thinking to make money, to live, is Old Testament. We live by
faith.
Mm-hmm.
How did the, here's an idea, this is even Old Testament. How did the Israelites live in the desert, those 40 years?
By faith.
Yeah.
Did they work?
No.
Did they get food to eat?
No.
Did they think hard and, mm-hmm. and use their knowledge to get food to eat?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, did they?
Mm-mm.
No.
This was Old Testament even.
Yeah.
He was trying to show them to live
by faith,
40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would he do that? Why would he do that, you reckon? Do you think he might want to teach them to live by faith?
They're an example to us, too.
Yeah.
So it's that example
they're an example to us.
By faith.
Yeah.
They lived, and they had to live by faith. There was no food to eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter how hard they worked or how smart they were.
Yeah.
There was no food around. Mm-hmm. If he didn't give them food every morning, they didn't have any food.
Yeah.
You see.
And also, if they stored it up a lot, that it was gone and rotted.
Right. They tried
it. It was a day-to-day thing.
I'm going to store up a bunch so I don't have to get up so early every morning. Sorry.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Just one day a week you can do that.
Uh-huh.
That's it. But the rest of them, you got to get up every morning.
Yeah.
You
got to
walk out there and gather it by faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gather it by faith.
We learn to not worry that night. Is it going to happen tomorrow? Is it going to happen tomorrow?
That's trust.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a good point. I could say so much about this, but I'm going to try to just make this point, what she just said. When the Israelites, they were in Egypt, God sent them Moses to deliver them. He sent word by Moses, God's going to bring you out of this land to a nice, wonderful land flowing with milk and honey. No longer have to be slaves to the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. 10 plagues he brought on the Egyptians to show his power. Right? He brings them out. Right? Pillar of cloud, pillar of fire.
Yeah.
Right? His power. He brings them to the Red Sea. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Parts the Red Sea. Parts the waters. They walk across on dry land to show his power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just all through the time, to go up on the mountain, get the Ten Commandments, thunder and lightning on the mountain, show his power.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps showing them his power, brings water from a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Just multiple times, he's showing his power, showing his power, showing his power.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings them to the border of the Promised Land. They're ready to go in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they send out the spies for 40 days. The spies come back and say, oh man, this is a land that's flowing with milk and honey. You know, they brought back grapes, you know, that carried off the pole between two guys whose grapes were so big. Mm. You know, they brought back pomegranates and all kinds of things. And they just came back and said, oh man, the land is wonderful. The land is great, but the people are big. They're fierce. And we're like grasshoppers too. Mm. They don't even consider us. We're so small. Mm. So they just eat us up. And God said, I'm going to kill all of you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kill you all. Mm-hmm. Because you rebel. You rebel. Mm-hmm. Moses talked him out of it, thankfully. Moses talked him out of it. And he said, okay, I won't kill them all. But for every day the spies were in the land, they're going to have to spend a year in the wilderness.
Yeah.
I am so angry with them. They provoked me so much. They tested me. Mm-hmm. And they don't have faith. Mm-hmm. They don't trust me.
Yeah.
They see that I can do the miracles. Mm-hmm. You know what? Mm-hmm. We all know that God can do miracles,
yes.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
There's not a doubt in our mind that he can do miracles, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. But what they doubted was he would do the miracles for them. Today, mm-hmm. and in the future. Mm-hmm. That's what they doubted. They doubted that he would do it.
Yeah.
Not that he could do it, but that he would do it for them. Mm-hmm. Do we doubt that God will do a miracle for us?
Nope.
Do we doubt?
We shouldn't.
Do we wonder? We know God can do whatever, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. We know he can heal us today. We know he can do miracles. He can do all kinds of things. Whatever he wants to do, he can do. But do we ever doubt, will he do it for us? Mm-hmm. Will he give me a miracle today? If he gives me one today, will he give me one the next day? If he gives me one the next day, will he give me one the next day? Mm-hmm. Do we doubt? Do we wonder about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, do we think God is really willing to do that kind of stuff? I've been struggling with this. You think I'm talking to you, but I'm not talking to me, okay? I really wonder, do I believe that God is so generous to me that he would give me a miracle a day? Mm-hmm. A miracle every day. He would allow it. He could either do it through me or he would do it for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can do it through me, right? Because mm-hmm. I got him inside me, right? He can do it through mm-hmm. me. Do I believe that he will do it through me? Mm-hmm. Well, that is the new covenant, folks.
That's the new covenant.
That is the new covenant. That's what Jesus came to show us.
Yeah.
He came to show us that God will do it every day. Mm-hmm. In fact, Jesus would sit around and he would heal a whole bunch of folks.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he? Mm-hmm. In one day.
Yeah.
In one day, he would do miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. Go up on a mountain and pray. Mm-hmm. And then come down to that night, do another one. Walk on the ocean. Yeah. Walk on the sea, right? Mm-hmm. And then calm the storm.
Yeah.
I mean, he seemingly never ran out of miracles.
No. He did them all the time.
And he did that as an example to us.
Yeah.
The things that I have done, you will do.
Yeah, and greater works.
And greater works. More works. More than I've done, you will do. Because I go to the Father.
You know,
do you believe that? Mm-hmm. Do I believe that? I'm struggling. That's something I got to struggle to believe.
In the Exodus, they kept seeing, it seems like they kept seeing, expecting God to be like Pharaoh. Because that was the authority figure they were used to. And they didn't trust Pharaoh, so they didn't trust God either. But everything that God did was designed to show them that I love you. And I'm not Pharaoh. Yeah. But they never made the transition from the old to the new.
That's good. Make the transition from the old to the new.
Yeah.
We were slaves of the law.
Yeah.
Slaves of unrighteousness, slaves of sin. Mm-hmm. We need to make that transition to being sons.
Yeah.
Not slaves, but being sons of God.
The law was just designed to show us a true inadequacy that
Amen.
We had. You can't. You. There's a problem.
you need a Savior. You can't do the law, so you need a Savior.
You've got to be like the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to that field, we want the new.
Yeah.
We got to keep pulling out the old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And tossing it aside.
Yeah.
We got to keep pulling out the old so that the new can grow.
Mm-hmm.
We keep, it's so much a part of us,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's hard for us to let go.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to let go. Much less pull it out ourselves and throw it away.
Uh-huh.
You know, but we got to do that.
Yeah.
We want the new. We want that nice, juicy, red-meated watermelon.
Yeah.
We've got to get rid of the old stuff, too.
Yeah.
You see, and really walk in the new. If we really want to walk, if I want to walk in miracles every day, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get rid of some of my old thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to have to bring in some new thinking
mm-hmm.
that's going to build faith, trust, belief in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do that.
Yeah.
Now, what you just said, right? Scripture says, you know, trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Lean not to your understanding. Your head's going to tell you a million reasons why it won't work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Your heart, you know. You got
thank
to
you.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Feed your heart. You know the scriptures and have an abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So
yes.
Listen to what you're saying. And if you're agreeing, would you?
Harden not your heart.
You know.
Harden not your heart. You know what he says? Exactly what David said. Harden not your heart. Okay. That's great. That is good.
It is.
All right. So, we'll talk some more about that in the future.
Mother right. wanted something.
Oh, yeah. You got something? I'm sorry.
Where's the balance? Because yours is cut and dry, you know, get every single weed out and, you know, or it's just going to be no use.
No.
You know, we're still learning and reading the word and trying to brainwash ourselves into believing it, into believing the truth. And in the meantime, is it just useless?
That's a good question. Good question. What is it that is a good answer for her?
Yeah.
Well, I think a good answer for her is what I've experienced. I can occasionally do a miracle.
Yeah.
I can occasionally see a miracle being done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it's not a whole field full. It's just the occasional one. It's not one every day. It's just the occasional one. So in order, yes, you can get miracles. And you will get miracles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process, and God realizes we're in a process.
Mm-hmm.
We'll always be in a process, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, until we grow into the measure of the full stature of the fullness of Christ,
yeah.
It's going to be a process.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just keep striving, and you realize the miracles as they come.
Keep growing and learning.
And let every miracle be an encouragement to you.
Yeah.
Let every miracle just be an encouragement to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want some more of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to work hard and concentrate on, you know, faith, building my faith, and so I can get more and more,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but that's what the Word says.
Yeah.
Like you quoted, and greater things tell you to.
Yeah.
So maybe even if you let a weed or two in, you still got some more of them.
You can say, I got lots of weeds in me still. I got lots of oats and rye still in me. But I have done miracles. And it is wonderful. And I get encouraged by that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want more of it.
Yeah.
You know, you get a little taste of water on and you want another one, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing inside you is perfect. Your soul, your spirit, not your soul. Your heart, your spirit, and your soul. Okay, God lives in you. He communes with you. You're one with the Lord. Father, Son, and Spirit, all of them are in you. You are sealed. That's where you live from. But you have a soul and a body. And the key is, the more you believe and live inside out, and the way you live inside out is through the Word.
Mm-hmm.
You have to renew that mind where your mind will agree with your spirit, your soul will agree with your spirit, where you can do the works of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
where you can do that. So it's not saying whether you got weeds or tares or anything, The process is just trusting and believing, and the way you do, it's not how many Hail Marys you say or how many prayers you say. It's knowing, living inside out. But you're not going to automatically live inside out unless you look at the Word. And the Word tells you, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in me. I am more than a conqueror. And the more you believe it and trust in it, the more you can walk in it. The key is the Word, you know, praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit builds you up. So I have had times when I wasn't a bit spiritual and I've said something, done something, and it happened like that. So it's not me working. It says work out your own salvation, but it means go into the Word. Loving the Lord. Praise gives you strength. Praise is part of it. It's all God. But everything you need is inside you, in your spirit, which is sealed in your spirit to spirit. That's why this word is spiritual in their life. Somebody that's not doing it spiritual, they could memorize it and not have 1 ounce of... But you just reading one verse when you're connected will do the work. But it's not just automatically falls on us, does it? You have to work on it.
Amen.
I mean, you know, the Bible says that we're to raise people from the dead.
Amen.
Do you believe what you see with your carnal emotions, your mind, your spirit? So, and I mean your mind, your what I see, what I feel, what it looks like. Or do you believe what the Word says? And the way you measure what the Word says is what you have the results in your physical body and your soul. So that's, I don't know how to explain it any other way. But
you explained it very well.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important to stay. Pray in your spirit. Pray with your understanding. Stay in the Word. Praise the Lord. Fellowship with believers, because it all gets us stronger, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because we want to be strong in the Lord and His power. It's none of us. It's all of Him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you know, if you do a lot of sinful things in your flesh and your soul, it cuts off your spirit man inside you. It also kills you physically and mentally. And it also hurts your witness, because it lets the devil in on anything you're doing, and you don't want that. That's another good reason to stay in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Mary. Thank you.
It is.
Appreciate that. You don't have to break now, okay? So let's pray, all right? Father, thank you so much for this fellowship, this time of communion together, encouraging one another. We thank you for that, Father. We ask you to bless this food and bless our time. A Bible study, that may we continue to learn more about you and encourage and lift up one another in all things. Amen.
Amen.